Good afternoon. Mostly sunny but cold today, with high clouds streaming in from the west through the afternoon. Temperatures reaching the middle and upper teens. Cloudy skies tonight, so not nearly as cold, with lows going back to near 10 above. A few flurries are possible overnight and toward tomorrow morning. Perhaps a couple of scattered snow showers as an Alberta Clipper approaches from the west. The Clipper will be moisture-starved, so expect nothing more than a few scattered snow showers to start the day on Wednesday. We'll return to a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon. It'll be breezy, not quite as cold, but still below normal for this time of year, with highs in the mid-20s. Another dry stretch of weather will be upon us for the period Thursday through Saturday. It'll be cold as well, with a mix of sun and clouds in the teens on Thursday, mostly sunny near 20 on Friday, and sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid-20s on Saturday. For the second half of the weekend and into early next week, we'll turn our attention toward the southern plains, where a system will emerge and head in our direction. The exact track still yet to be determined, but there is the chance of snow from Sunday evening through Monday morning, with highs both days in the upper 20s to around 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, streaks of energy within a fast jet stream flow will keep precipitation going across portions of the Gulf Coast and southeast through the day today. With cold high pressure to the north filtering in well below normal temperatures, an area of sleet and freezing rain is likely from eastern Texas into central and northern Alabama, with snow likely across northern Georgia and the Carolinas. This afternoon, an area of low pressure will develop just off the southeast coast, allowing that precipitation to ramp up from portions of the southeast to the North Carolina coast. Cold air in place should allow an organized area of snow to develop along the coast, with sleet and freezing rain further south. Winter storm watches, winter weather advisories, and freezing rain advisories have been issued from Dallas and Little Rock to Birmingham and Atlanta, right to the Carolina coast. Meanwhile, an upper-level low across the southwest is producing light to moderate snow for the higher terrain. Avalanche warnings have been issued for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, the southern San Juan Mountains, and the northern San Juan Mountains. Significant new snow with moderate southerly winds have created dangerous avalanche conditions in the backcountry of the southern mountains of Colorado over the past couple of days. Large to very large avalanches are expected across the warning zone. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 36 below zero at Champion, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 20s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 65, set in 1985, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1894. Sunrise this morning, 6:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:38 p.m., 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the middle teens. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers overnight tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs right around 20. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers overnight tonight, with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today, with highs in the middle to upper teens. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers overnight tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper teens. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers overnight tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid to upper teens. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers overnight tonight and lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few flurries or snow showers to start the day, then a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy in the mid-20s. a mix of sun and clouds back into the teens on Thursday. Mostly sunny, near 20 on Friday. Dry and cold on Saturday with sunshine in the lower to mid-20s. Increasing clouds Sunday with the chance of snow by the end of the day, and another chance of snow Sunday night and Monday morning with highs both days around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.